It's a very big weekend here. There are lots of things going on. And the weekend is starting with tonight, Thursday night, where there's also a lot going on. And the one of the big events tonight is Dining Out for Life, which is a regional program. It may be a national program, actually, of restaurants contributing part of their proceeds during the day and this evening to help people in the region who are living with HIV/AIDS. And
all handled through the AIDS Council of Northeastern New York.
That's right. That's right. And we're here now with Roy Falsetto, who is the proprietor of the Kamea restaurant on Warren Street in Hudson. And I've asked Roy to come because last year when this event took place, Kamea restaurant was the one in Hudson that raised the most money. Actually, it was the restaurant in the region that raised the most money for this cause. So, Roy, do you want to talk to us a little bit about your experience?
With the AIDS Council, and tell you the truth, I don't even know how it all happened, but I'm so happy we were popular and that people came out to dine that night last year. And I'm so glad we raised so much money for you guys, because it's been something that's kind of dear to my heart. I've had two very dear close friends pass away from AIDS, and it's always been something in the back of my mind. It's an awful disease that really should be, it should be cured, period.
How long have you been participating in the Dining Out for Life?
Oh, gosh, we must be into our sixth year. I don't know, when did it start? We were here, we've been here for, it'll be 9 years in June. I think it was, yeah, had to be at least 6-7 years. So whenever it started, we've done it every year since.
The other thing that we have reason to be proud of here in Hudson is that Hudson was the top fundraising city in the region. Now, I don't know what the region consists of, but the Hudson Valley, I think, and Kamea was the top restaurant. So
now, is that because we have the best restaurants here?
I don't know what.
That's right.
That's right. Before we go any further, let me mention the other restaurants that are going to be participating tonight. It's Baba Louie's Pizza, Kamea, of course, Club Helsinki, Mexican Radio, Mod Restaurant, the PM Wine Bar, and Red Dot Restaurant and Bar. So it's not too late, I think, to make a reservation and participate in this wonderful event.
Now, you just serve the regular menu, I guess.
Yeah, we don't do anything outside the norm. We always have specials every night, so the specials will be there. But no, nothing out of the norm. We're just hoping for a big turnout. It's been advertised for, three, 4 weeks now? And we have quite a few reservations. Don't have to make a reservation. Feel free to just walk in. Even if you have a cup of coffee, at least it's something going towards the cause. We'll take anything. We're not proud. Please come on out. The rain's going to hold up, hopefully, and you can walk the streets and just walk into any restaurant that's participating and enjoy yourself and spend a little money. It's going for a good cause.
I understand there's also a raffle for a cruise. I'm not sure where the cruise goes, but there are our hosts in each restaurant placed there by the AIDS Council to chat people up and sell these raffle tickets. So
yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's probably going to Athens or something. That's Athens, New York.
Athens, New York. Something else I wanted to ask.
Well, I was going to ask if all the new, it seems like there's new restaurants in Hudson opening all the time. Has that been good for all the other businesses, all the other restaurants that are already here?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it competition because there's only so many meals that people can eat?
No. The more restaurants that have opened, the busier Hudson's become. So it's just attracted more and more people. And we've become like a restaurant destination.
There's got to be 20
restaurants here.
And there's some really specialized restaurants that do some unique things, like yourselves and Daba and Grazen is a unique kind of thing. So there's all kinds of specialty things that people can come for.
Yeah, and it's hitting all priced points. I mean, you can get, you know, anything from a cheap burger to an expensive pasta or steak. The variety of restaurants has really kind of really put us on the map.
What about the in some cities? I think the some of the brick and mortar restaurants kind of complain a little bit about the food trucks, and the food trucks have certainly hit Hudson in the last year or two. There's the 4 or 5 of them, I think, that are here every day.
Yeah,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Jury's still out. I don't know. We're kind of, I mean, hey, I'm all for free enterprise, and you know, but I know there's a lot of well, there's some problems with restaurants and the food trucks because, you know, the proper restaurants, they're paying taxes and fees and licensing, and it's a huge expense to operate. And then these guys just drive in with a truck and they park anywhere and they sell their wares and they leave. It seems a little unfair. But I don't know. You know, right now the jury's out on it all. I mean, if the streets were lined with these food trucks, I think it would definitely present the problem. A couple here and there, venue, you know, I don't mind. You know, I think it just brings more flavor to the town.
Yeah, are you going to open your own? I mean, American Glory has its own food truck, so you're going to open your
own? we joke about it, but no, I've got enough to deal with the restaurant itself.
As far as I know, there are only 2 food trucks, as I see food trucks, but there are vendors. Like there's the hot dog vendor.
Right.
I think the Jamaican, I mean, he's a van or something back there.
That's a big truck. Yeah. And then
Burritoville is coming back. I mean, I don't know if you consider
it.
Tortillaville. I mean, is that a truck? Or I mean, it's a fixed location.
I don't think it's a truck. But speaking of that, you know, there's a food court proposed at 347 Warren Street.
Right, yes.
And there is actually a planning commission meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at City Hall. I think they're going to be making their decision about it. But I see it all as really good. I think there are people who enjoy sort of street food and getting something fast, as long as it's not competing, selling the same food that, say, Kamea is selling.
Right.
And they do pay fees. They pay vendors permit. They have to have a permit, and it's a pretty hefty fee they pay.
Yeah, well, I'd like to give them my rent fee. They can have that. but yeah, I mean, I've got no problem with them. Like I say, you know, the more the merrier. So if you're bringing more food into town, it's bringing more people into town, which is just increasing the business in the whole town. I think it's good for everybody. And like I said, every year we've gotten busier and busier. So I can't say that, you know, new restaurants are hurting our business. Business is always picked up every year, you know, 5-10%. So I think Hudson's just one of those places that has a good solid economy and a lot of people who care about the town, and they want to see it grow, and they're doing everything they can to make it grow. And I'm one of them, and I'm just happy to be here.
How did you happen to arrive in Hudson or open a restaurant here?
New York Times ad, actually. That space that I'm in was advertised in the New York Times, and we just took a ride up to check it out, and the next day I was here.
Were you in that business in New York City?
No, I was a hairdresser for 30 years, and I got tired of that and decided to get into the restaurant business. Why, I don't know, but, you know, it was the people business. I'll do anything in a people business.
Well, your partner at that time was from Italy, was he? Was he not?
Original partner was from Italy, and Max is also from Italy, Cortona, Italy. And Max owns a restaurant over there in Cortona, or his family, him and his family have a restaurant there. So he's been in the restaurant business his whole life, so he puts together the menus, he does the dishes, and it's just been a great marriage. I mean, we've been working together for, well, gosh, I don't even know, 6-7 years.
Who's the chef?
Between Max and we have a gentleman named Tim Strodes, who's been with us for, 3 years now, I think. So he's been great, and we're doing well. We're happy with what we're putting out, and people seem to like it, so we're good. Yeah.
I did want to ask you one last question, and that is the garden open yet?
On warm days it is, yes. It's open whenever we can get people out there, and we have the heaters going at night, so people do come out and they sit and they enjoy it. And
it's a wonderful garden.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you so much.
With with hopes of attracting some customers tonight on this special night. Could you name some of your specials, even if you don't know the ones for tonight?
Oh, gosh. I believe tonight we might have branzino. I'm not sure. You know something? I haven't been at the restaurant all day, so I don't know what they're preparing.
Okay.
I'll have to get Max here. but it's all good. Believe me, it's all good.
It is good.
So,
okay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Enjoyed talking
with you. I appreciate
it.
You guys are great. And keep up the good work. I love this station. Really, it's the best station. It's really terrific. I love the mix of music and the commentary. It's all terrific. So, whenever I'm in the car, and that's the only time I get to listen to radio, that's what I put on.
Great.
So thank you.
Yeah, just say, whenever I'm in the car, what I put on is WGXC 90.7, then we can use that.
When I'm in the car, I listen to WGXC 97.7?
90.7.
90.7. Please listen in.
Now, don't be surprised if you hear yourself on the radio.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
We're going to put you in the archives so you can listen and tell all your friends to listen as well.
Thank you so much. It's good to see you.